T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Buffalo's message to the president.
Hate must have no safe harbor.
Pennsylvania primary.
Polls show Dr. Mehmet Oz in front, but Kathy Barnett is surging.
Resuming formula production.
The FDA is working closely with Abbott to bring the facility back online.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Biden meets with the families of the victims of the Buffalo supermarket massacre today. Our CBS News team coverage begins with correspondent Jeff Pagaz, who has the latest on the investigation.
The individual was here back in early March.
Authorities believe the suspect scoped out the site of Saturday's shooting 2 months in advance. The 18-year-old allegedly wrote that he'd been confronted by a security guard at the time and referred to the interaction as a close call. Oren Siegel tracks extremists for the Anti-Defamation League.
We are seeing extremists share the manifesto. We are seeing them glorify this individual.
A document allegedly linked to the gunman reveals his belief in replacement theory. A recent Associated Press poll shows that roughly a third of Americans believe an effort is underway to replace people born in the U.S. with immigrants for electoral gains.
I'm Steve Dorsey at Joint Base Andrews, where President Biden will depart with the First Lady this morning for Buffalo. They'll meet with families of the victims, first responders, and community leaders there. Mr. Biden is also expected to deliver remarks calling the shooting an act of terrorism based on hate and a perverse ideology. He'll also call on Congress to keep the same assault-style rifle used to kill 10 people in the attack off U.S. streets. CBS's Jerika Duncan has been speaking with those who lost loved ones.
She gave me a hug, told me she loved me like we always do.
That was the last time Roberta Drury's best friend saw her.
She walked around the corner. I heard gunshots. I started seeing everybody run out of tops.
65-year-old Celestine Cheney was a beloved grandmother. She was shopping for strawberry shortcakes with her sister, Joanne Daniels.
People was running in. I guess they ran over her. So I reached down to try to pick her up. And she said, go ahead, I'm coming. I thought she was behind me. But she wasn't.
In Southern California, authorities say the suspect in the church shooting that left one person dead, 5 wounded, was motivated by hatred against Taiwan. The 68-year-old suspect grew up in Taiwan but lives in Las Vegas. It's primary day in 5 states today. CBS's Robert Costa has more on the closely watched Pennsylvania Republican Senate race.
You're going to send Dr. Oz to fight for you in the U.S. Senate?
The former president backs celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz, who's locked in a 3-way race.
President Trump, when he endorsed me, said I was smart, tough, and would never let you down.
But Oz is fending off a late surge by conservative commentator Kathy Barnett.
Did former President Trump pick the wrong person in this race?
Absolutely. He is not Jesus, so he gets to be wrong. And on this, he's wrong.
Businessman and former George W. Bush administration official David McCormick insists she doesn't have the track record to win.
In southern Ukraine, the siege at a massive steel plant in Mariupol appears over. CBS's Deborah Pata has the latest.
The Russian military took the wounded Ukrainian fighters to territory it controls. A prison exchange is being negotiated while rescue attempts continue for those still underground. As Mariupol falls, defiant Ukrainian soldiers celebrate a victory to the north, announcing, "We've reached the Russian border, Mr. President." But it's still tense. Hills reverberate with the grief of women whose men died defending their country. This is no military funeral. Yulia Loseva's husband was a 38-year-old truck driver who'd never fought in his life.
Two top baby formula makers in Europe are ramping up supply deliveries to the U.S., and there's a new agreement affecting the top American maker, Abbott Laboratories.
The consent decree agreed to by the FDA and Abbott would allow for the reopening of the key formula plant that was closed in February. The company says if the FDA confirms its requirements have been met, Abbott could restart its plant in Sturgis, Michigan in 2 weeks. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We're also moving as quickly as possible to safely bring in additional product from other countries.
Jean-Pierre says the FDA will review each product for safety before allowing it to be imported. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Gas prices go higher again. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular is a record $4.52. Because of those rising prices, summer travel may not be an option for some of us. CBS's Steve Futterman takes a look at getaway plans.
Air travel after two down years is back up.
It's going to be up 25% over last year. We're expecting about 3 million people are going to be traveling by air.
Ellen Edmonds is with AAA, but by far still the most popular mode of traveling is by car.
We're expecting 34.9 million people to take to the road.
A good travel tip, be patient.
And there are signs more people are turning to electric vehicles to get around. Two auto publications report registrations for new EVs shot up 60% the first 3 months of this year, even though new car registrations overall were down 18%. Authorities say they've uncovered a drug cartel tunnel about the length of six football fields. U.S. Attorney Randy Grossman.
The tunnel stretches from Tijuana, Mexico to this warehouse in Otay Mesa, about 300 feet north of the border. It's estimated to be about 1,744 feet long. It has reinforced walls, a rail system, and electricity for ventilation.
Migrant crossings at the southern border topped 234,000 last month, one of the highest totals in decades. U.S. officials say some of that was due to a brief influx of Ukrainians. Well, CBS's Ed O'Keefe now on a new U.S. policy shift.
The Biden administration is reversing Trump-era policies regarding Cuba, with plans to expand flights to the island nation, expanding consular services there, and relaunching family reunification programs that have been shut down in recent years.
The U.S. is also lifting the cap on money that can be sent to family members in Cuba. A new tweet from Elon Musk about his Twitter deal. In response to another user on the platform, Musk says the agreement can't move forward unless the company shows public proof that less than 5% of the accounts are fake or spam. We've all got to live somewhere. A new list scouts out some prime locations.
Huntsville, Alabama is known as Rocket City. It's where NASA engineers helped design the agency's launch vehicles. And now it's also at the top of the U.S. News and World Report top places to live in the U.S. Real estate editor Devin Thorsby.
Its job market is continuing to grow and become more appealing for a lot of people, particularly in the aerospace industry with NASA located there.
Other top cities include Colorado Springs, Green Bay, Boulder, and San Jose. Peter King, CBS News.
In a website interview, golf legend Jack Nicklaus says he was offered $100 million to be the face of the new Saudi Golf League and turned it down twice, once verbally and once in writing. Greg Norman is the man in that role now. The tour begins play next month. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.